Assalamualaikum, good day, good tetak, and welcome to Sembang Sampai Terbang. Woo!
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Oh, itu dah terlebih sangat, Mat.
Hamzah dari episod sebelum ni sama je dia punya tu.
That's Hamzah being Hamzah.
Yeah, today I am with Hamzah, Sakin and Amir as usual. So on the sixth segment of Sembang Sampai Terbang, actually I've came across this article. Well, it's actually not an article. It's actually an article. Tapi aku jumpa, I came across the original tweet. Macam tu. Semua datang actually datang daripada Twitter lah, the original source dia. So aku just cari dekat article. There's this one article from Says. I'm going to put the link on the description. The article said, Malaysians argue after pregnant mother and child weren't given priority to use lifts in KLCC. So, a father's lament on Twitter recently sparked public discourse on whether people in elevators should give their space away to parents with children and strollers in shopping mall. So, basically, this guy, macam, should I say give having a complaint or something? Ke jenis ni?
Complain,
it's a complaint, right? Yeah, about how like he is struggling to
struggling to cope
lah. Macam dia macam fed up sebab dia pergi ke KLCC dengan keluarga dia with his wife yang 5 months pregnant, and dia orang tak dapat chance untuk naik lift after 7 to 8 rounds, which is quite
membingungkan.
So kat sini aku akan baca dia punya tweet dia. Tweet dia dalam bahasa Melayu lah. Koyak teruk hari ni. 7-8 round tunggu turn nak naik lift di KLCC. Punyalah ignorant, tak ada seorang pun bagi laluan. Padahal semua muda-muda bawa shopping bag je, bukan stroller atau warga emas. Lama sangat tunggu, last-last kami mengalah. Lipat stroller, dukung anak, turun eskalator. So that's what his tweet is all about lah. Itu apa yang ditulis. So the tweet went viral over the past week, garnering over 10,000 retweets and hundreds of replies from social media users who had, sadly and surprisingly, opposing views on the matter. So quite a number of people yang actually oppose Muhammad ni punya Twitter. So one of the tweet, dia reply, kalau benar tak payahlah keluar bawa anak waktu peak hours, bodoh. Dah tahu benda tu menyusahkan dan memenatkan, nak buat juga. Tak ada siapa pun paksa kau keluar penat-penat bawa anak. Kau yang nak bawa. So hadap je lah. Nak imo-imo salah kau orang lain. Tak nak layan kau macam VIP dah, kenapa? Macam tu.
Wow.
So and then and another one agreed. Macam there's another tweet user agreed with that statement and said the family should not have used the shopping mall's main center called lifts, which are slow and always crowded. They said, I'm just being real about the situation. If it were me, I wouldn't get out of the lift. I don't owe you anything. Unless you ask nicely, maybe we can work something out. But you are assuming people will give away to you. That is your fault entirely. Like, what the fuck is it?
Eh, nak macam ni dia cakap fakta agak tu.
Tapi macam agak. Okay.
Tak tahulah. Aku pun, aku speechless sebenarnya.
Sometimes the comments really are.
Okay, so there's another person yang balas juga reply tweet ni lah. Dia tulis, I pun manusia biasa, nak cepat dan penat dan cepat penat. Beratur nak tunggu turn je nak masuk lift tu. Jangan ingat I ni single, jalan seseorang tak penat ya. Makin tu makin cepat penat ya. Actually this guy, like, aku boleh cakap dia ni make sense, tapi macam in this case kan. Yeah, so dia macam this is so unempathetic, sial. most of the comments. Tapi despite all the comments and all the negative comments that this guy received, there's also some of the people who actually support his statement and his complaints. In which dekat sini ada orang tulis, dia tweet, sakit hati betul aku baca dengan reply and quote retweet, quote retweet. Macam tak ada akal ni. Hello, kita memang kena keluar atau jangan masuk lift kalau nampak ada orang lain yang lebih memerlukan. Dekat setiap lift ada tampal beri laluan pada warga emas dan parents ni kan? Astaghfirullahalazim. Sedih. Tapi actually memang betul pun. Mamat yang ni, siapa nama mamat ni aku dah lupa lah. Amin Azizul. Okay, this guy yang ni lah komplain lah. Actually dia ada cakap, Suria KLCC dah letak satu signage dekat lift tu yang tertulis, please give priority to families with kids and prams, senior citizens, the disabled. Please use the nearest escalators. Thank you for your kind consideration. Actually, dia dah bagi signage dah benda tu. Dekat lift tu, like literally dekat lift tu, dia dah ada bagi signage. But a lot of people still like couldn't care less about the signage. So it's like
mementingkan diri kan semua.
Yeah, you can see that macam tu lah.
Wait, here's the thing about this issue lah. Benda yang dah common sense lah, like ada signage kata benda apa, kita kena beri keutamaan kepada orang-orang macam ni. Patutnya kita sebagai pengguna kena fikirlah. I mean like, macam mana lah? Aku tak faham lah orang-orang macam yang degil masuk juga. Macam selfish lah bagi aku. Macam I mean, tak fikir orang lah.
The point dia sebenarnya dia sebab dia orang dah selesa sangat. Dia dah biasa sangat keluar-keluar. Lepas tu dia orang dah selesa sangat dengan apa, dah pakai lift apa kan, daripada kecil dan macam tu kan. So macam
tak yelah, memanglah. Tapi macam tak rasa kesian ke dengan orang-orang yang
I mean it's
macam
not,
fuck tu.
I mean it's not because kita terlalu ada, kita terlalu selesa dengan kemudahan yang ada sekarang ni. Tapi masalahnya, okay, in this situation, there is a main point that I want to point out lah. Common courtesy. So, bila mana kalau, you know, kita menggunakan, semua orang menggunakan kemudahan tersebut, there is going to be some group of people yang lebih lagi memerlukan kemudahan tu. Faham tak? Like elderly siapa semua. So it's common sense tau, untuk orang yang macam kita ni, yang jenis able body, yang sihat tubuh badan apa semua, memberikan laluan dan you know memberikan kemudahan tu kepada orang yang lebih memerlukan.
I mean like, bagi aku jangan jadi bangang tu. Aku tahu lah kau penat apa kan, tapi kalau kau nampak ada orang yang lebih memerlukan untuk guna satu-satu macam lift ke apa kan, apa, kau jadilah benda tu as priority. Macam ngalah lah. Mean like, come on lah bro. Kau still boleh berjalan. Kau still boleh ada macam, kau ada energy lagi. Bila kau tak bagi orang yang lebih memerlukan, kau macam, kau menyusahkan orang lain and then kau macam tak ada empathy. Ha. Benda ni sebenarnya common sense tu. Orang yang, common sense je sebenarnya. Aku pun macam,
Tak
tahu lah.
So, trust tu. What about you, Sakit? What's your take on this?
No, but the thing is, okay, by right, I think we as humans sometimes give empathy to people lah. But the thing is, would you give priority to someone, let's say a mother with a child, right? But the mother like openly say, give way to me, make way for me. It's overusing her own power that.
I mean,
would you give way to those people?
Okay, if that was the situation, well, no one's going to give way to with that kind of attitude. But the thing is, kat sini dia ada emphasize yang mamat ni actually dah cakap macam like very politely lah, saying that give way to his and his families, especially his pregnant wife. But no one cares actually kat situ. Macam aku boleh cakap ni,
no one gives a shit though.
And aku boleh cakap not everyone. Aku I'm giving a bold points like 7 to 8 round of ni lah lift tu, which is quite a lot of people. Mesti takkanlah macam at least seorang pun tak terfikir macam guys, aku why not kita macam bagi laluan ke atau bagi way, sebab macam takkan tak ada orang pun yang terfikir pasal benda tu kan. Macam it's ridiculous.
Itu masalah.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't know how many rounds they go through. What? They don't know. What?
Yeah.
It was only one round.
Look, takkanlah mamat tu nak kena emphasize, nak kena cakap yang aku dah tunggu sini lama dah, like 7 to 8 rounds. Like, come on lah. It's common sense, what? plus, he asked quite nicely. So, shouldn't happen lah. So, okay, which begs me a question lah with all of these situations, right? Like, korang rasa like our people ni as a whole lah. I don't want to talk about generation or anything or whatever the fuck that was, but it's more like people, the mindset, era sekarang, okay? So, do you think our people as a whole has lost their common sense in terms of these simple things?
Common sense and humanity lah.
Yes.
I agree. Actually, I really agree, yes.
Boleh lah.
But I'm sorry to say lah, I know this is very common in Malaysia, you know. I see other countries not that bad.
But I mean, okay, yes, I agree that in dekat Malaysia sekarang, diorang punya common sense makin lama makin membimbangkan. I just aku rasa benda ni boleh di ni balik lah. Maksud aku macam kita kena sedar lah tu. Macam tu
lah. I mean like benda macam ni lah yang tiba-tiba ada subjek pendidikan civik. Kau tahu tak benda tu yang tak sepatutnya ada kena ada.
Guess the failed subject already, civic. Fail already.
Benda tu macam,
do you think one thing lah? Some people, it's not they don't want to give, but some people have said they malu to make the first move lah.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why lah. Like, okay, aku tanya korang lah, as a in situational questions lah. Kalau korang betul-betul ada dekat situ kan, adakah korang akan bagi way dekat family tu?
In Malaysia, no. Because malu lah. Because no one's doing it.
Maybe.
Tak, kalau aku tengok keadaan, kalau aku macam ni, tapi tu lah, kalau aku seorang je, kalau bagi nak masuk 3 orang kan, macam logik je. Kau kena fikir macam tu. Macam
kalau
aku seorang.
True actually.
But at least kalau seorang tu berani untuk speak up, untuk ajak like seorang, dua orang, untuk keluar sekejap, bagi way dekat orang tu, aku rasa tak ada masalah kot. Itu pun kalau kita, kalau individu tu berani. Maybe sebab kita macam, okay, Kalau kita kat situ kan, kita akan fikir macam, alah, mesti ada orang-orang lain yang akan bagi.
Yes.
Itu yang membuatkan macam semua, semua orang berfikiran sama, yang diorang takkan beranjak daripada keluar daripada lift tu. That's the case.
Like, kalau ada orang keluar dulu.
So semua diorang mesti akan fikir, oh, mesti ada orang yang akan bagi jalan dan semua. Lain dia tak ada siapa yang bagi jalan pun, which is quite bodoh bagi aku. Okay, in the end, tak kira aku buat apa sekalipun, by the time kau tolong orang, there's going to be this one pleasure of you yang macam buat kau rasa happy. Kau tak rasa macam tu bila kau buat baik dengan orang, even though dengan strangers?
Not when everyone's looking at you.
Depends lah.
Kalau aku
boleh je nak tolong. The thing is, aku bukan jenis orang yang ramah lah macam tu. But in terms of this common courtesy or common sense of, you know, what humanity, macam bagi jalan ke orang atau apa tu, benda-benda yang kecil-kecil lah macam tu. Tolong macam contohnya time dekat restoran, kemas-kemas pinggan apa semua dekat restoran. Aku akan dapat satu macam like a reward for myself, and I feel pleasure doing it. Macam aku tolong orang tu aku happy. I get that sense of pleasure in mind bila mana aku tolong benda-benda macam tu. Macam bagi jalan ke orang or give way to people who in need, and kemas-kemas pinggan mangkuk time kita makan dekat restoran, so that senang untuk pekerja-pekerja restoran tu untuk just ambil je pinggan mangkuk tu apa semua, tak menyusahkan diri dia orang. Aku dapat sense of ni lah, macam sense of pleasure lah, macam aku happy lah buat benda tu.
Still achievement.
Macam mana nak cakap kalau kau dah buat benda baik, mesti memang kau akan rasa lah macam rasa satisfied ah. Aku dah tahu orang.
Yeah, the satisfaction itself. Yeah.
But would you still feel happy, right? If even though you help him, right, but he doesn't appreciate it.
Itu salah dia, bukan salah kita.
Itu salah dia.
No, I mean the point is you're doing it because you feel happy, doing it. But thing is, in the end, he doesn't appreciate you. Actually, I give you a seat. That's the answer. You should have.
Tak.
Wait, let Sakit explain first. What is it, Sakit?
No. Okay, it's you feel happy helping people. But would you feel happy, let's say, like someone like doesn't appreciate, like, let's say, chick, I give you a seat, take my seat. Then, like, you should have given me in the first place.
Then nangkat campak dia kat luar.
Yeah, you feel like kicking a person, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the point is, it backfires badly.
This thing is, kalau dia tak nak, kalau dia bagi attitude, then we should give them attitude as well lah. Sebab benda, kita buat benda baik tau. Kalau dia balas dengan cara yang macam tu, no choice but to fight back lah.
But to some of us, right?
Okay, kalau he or she give you the attitude, kau duduk balik lah.
Susah. Tak balik tu.
No, but to some of us, right?
Apa masalahnya?
Duduk balik.
Duduk balik lah. Akad diri lah. Saya nak duduk.
Penat pula saya.
Penat pula saya.
Some of us, I tell you. Because this one incident, we won't be helping us for a long time. Not permanently, but for a long time.
Oh, maybe you thought that macam tak ramai sangat orang buat benda-benda macam ni kan. Bila tiba-tiba kita decide untuk buat macam ni, orang yang kita nak tolong dia macam, apa hal Mamat ni? Something wrong with this guy or what? Macam tu kan.
Yeah, correct.
Makes sense juga. But come on lah, kita hidup cuma sekali tu, so tak salah pun kita buat baik dengan orang.
Dia macam, that is the first step lah kalau kau nak macam ni. Sebab kau tolong orang tu, kau jangan nak mengharapkan apa reward sangat lah daripada orang.
Lebih baik kau jangan mengharapkan something in return. Kau akan kecewa.
Betul.
Sebab kau macam mana, bila kau macam dah set on your mind yang kau nak, aku nak buat benda baik, aku kena dapat something. And then bila kau dapat, tak dapat apa kan. And then contoh kau tak dapat apa, ataupun kau dapat orang tu tak appreciate kau, kau akan kecewa. So kau jangan expect apa-apa lah. Just kau buat baik untuk diri kau lah.
Make sense
juga. Itu konsep aku lah.
Betul tak? Betul.
Kau, dia macam ni lah. Kalau dia tak appreciate, lantak dia lah. The thing is, aku dah buat benda baik. Kau je tak appreciate. Itu salah kau lah. Macam tu lah. Aku punya. For me, macam tu lah.
Betul.
But do you feel that we are more likely to help others in like not so crowded areas?
What do you mean?
We are more likely to help strangers like this kid, the type of case, when there are not many people around. Not very crowded areas.
I mean, in that situation, yes. Like, mostly people would help with in case there's nobody around. I mean, like, less people.
Yeah, not many, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
like, chaos to see like that, very hard, lah. Chaos to see like that.
Yeah, I mean, so there's going to be, like what I said, lah. Like, a lot of people would think that there's maybe one or two people who would, you know, help. So, I don't have to help. Yeah. I don't have to do this. Contoh, kalau ramai orang. Yes, indeed.
Or would you other think it will not help others because how say they look at their face, they can tell, okay, they're not really suffering so much. Okay, never mind. We just go ourselves also.
Oh, that would be sound so judgmental, bro.
Yeah, I know. Because some of how say you don't see them suffering, so you just don't give way to them.
Because the thing is like, but don't judge the book by its cover, what? Like, regardless lah, macam sama ada dia able ke tak, macam kita tak tahu, buat je lah. If you think that way lah, there is going to be like, it sounds very judgmental lah, in your opinion.
Yeah.
So it's quite. So kalau korang rasa macam, aduh, in the first place, benda ni tak, kita tak boleh debate dah pasal benda-benda ni sebenarnya.
Itulah. In the end, Benda bodoh sebenarnya.
Sebab dia ikut keadaan juga tu. Kau macam, okay, tempat kat sisi confirm ramai orang kan, lagi-lagi kau pick hour kan, like literally. Memang, okay, kau nak bagi ruang macam mana kan? Tak, apa tu? Kalau kau buat pun macam tak semua orang akan apa? Akan ni lah. So macam kau kena macam fikir diri kali lah gitu. Tapi tu lah, kalau macam ada, bagi aku macam ni lah, kalau ada kesempatan yang kau boleh in your capacity yang kau boleh dapat bantu dua orang, bantu je lah kan.
Actually semua orang mampu. It's just that they decided not to do it.
Yeah. Everyone can do actually.
That's
the case. So kalau diorang tolong kan. I mean like kalau diorang nak cepat, there's escalator around what. And there's also some other lifts that they can go to what. But I'm not saying the family lah, the person who like who didn't help the family. Macam aku. Macam tu.
Masih muda lagi, kaki masih kuat.
And then and then the family like bini dia pula mengandung 5 bulan pula tu. Macam macam tak ada tak ada common sense langsung lah. Tu aku agak trigger juga. Actually benda ni dah lah agak lama juga ah. Like I think around 2 weeks ago. Oh, 2 weeks or last week.
Macam
14th August if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Guys, korang rasa ada tak cara so that this kind of scenario wasn't happen. It's not going to happen in the future.
Kalau bagi aku dua cara je. Satu, tukar escalator kan biasa kat KCC dia pakai dekat mana-mana lah. Biasa mall dia pakai escalator yang apa? Yang bertangga-tangga kan. Tukarkan dia kepada straight lane escalator lah. Yang biasa untuk macam tolak troli.
Tak faham dia macam ni.
Escalator tu tukar lagi dia. Tukar. Kan biasa kan pakai escalator yang bentuk tangga tu kan. Tukarlah kepada escalator yang apa?
Oh, escalator.
Escalator yang rata.
Maksud kau besar kan? Oh, escalator yang rata.
Bukan besar.
Maksud pakai yang tak bertangga tu lah. Tapi this going to be tapi mesti ada reason tu kenapa diorang decide untuk tak buat. Sebab tinggi sangat kot. Cerun tu.
Panjangkan lah dia punya tu. Bukannya tak diubah boleh.
Tak, maksudnya benda tu akan ubah benda lain juga. Maybe kau akan pecahkan lantai ke apa.
Itu tak ada besar sangat nak pecahkan lantai. Boleh je.
Besar juga dia sini besar.
Tak.
Bagi aku besar. Besar. Makan duit. Buatlah
macam Harry Potter ni.
Bodoh. By India, it's all about macam humanity kan. And cara kita berbuat baik dengan orang sama manusia. I just hope that Malaysia ni takkan jadi macam some other countries like China.
China?
Yeah. So
itu jangan dia.
Yeah, so there is this one time aku ada tengok satu artikel like from South Chinese Post nama artikel tu.
South China Post, yeah.
South China Post. It's one of the article from them yang ada satu dekat China. There's this woman who has been hit by a car. Basically bukan hit ah, basically kena ran over ah. And ramai orang kat situ and no one gives a shit about the person who got ran over.
Oh.
Yes. And I think the person who got ran over died kot. No one helps her.
Damn. And where is this actually? Malaysia or China?
In China.
South China pun mana dia nak tunjuk dekat negara lain tu. Dia mainly tunjuk negara dia orang.
Is in China. I just hope Malaysia is not going to be that worse ah. Center.
Boleh kita boleh prevent.
Aku rasa boleh je macam this is basic common sense though. Semua kena bagi kesedaran sikit ah.
Ya tak. Dia macam ni ah. Dari segi pendidikan, role as a parents dan lagi satu role as a apa? Cikgu something like that lah, nak kena main peranan. Sebab benda ni dia macam kau tahu orang pemalu kan, tapi dia nak kena tanam sifat membantu tu like literally macam everyday lah. Contoh macam okay, kau tahu kan kita dulu belajar pendidikan civik kan, and then pendidikan civik semua skor kan. Semua skor sebab apa? Sebab tulis kan. Tapi in practicality ni tak ada orang pun yang buat kan. So macam nak kena ni lah. Tukarkan dia punya mindset tu through practicality lah daripada kecil ni.
Maksud kau perlu diajar dari kecil lah macam tu. Well, but still, in the end, case ni tak ada solution, tak ada apa. It's just that, it just happens and it just died down just like that. But in the end, kita perlu memberi kesedaran pada diri kita sendiri dulu lah, sebelum kita memberi kesedaran kepada semua orang. Okay, kalau tak sebab kalau tak sebabkan kalau lah kita sendiri tak sedar, macam mana orang lain nak sedar? Contoh dalam situasi lift tu sendirian, kalau kita ada dekat dalam lift tu, at least kita sedar yang kita patut beri jalan pada diorang, beri, you know, space untuk diorang. Kalau kita sendiri tak buat, semua orang takkan buat. Kalau cuba dalam, kalau kita atau one or two person yang terfikir untuk tolong orang tu, untuk bagi laluan, bagi family tu masuk dulu, aku bet mesti quite a lot of people will follow those two juga. So whatever happens in the end, it's up to us. Kita sendiri yang kita kena sedar yang kita pun kena buat baik juga. Kita tak boleh rely on other people untuk buat baik dulu baru kita buat. So in the end, kita kena memberi kesedaran pada diri kita sendirilah. Macam tu.
Yeah. Has to be braver actually.
Betul. So yeah, I guess has the guts to do it. So yeah, I think this will be the end of the segment 6 of Sembang Sambil Terbang. Okay, should we explain about our current updates or something?
Yeah.
No, because it's been quite some time since the last episode of Intonasi, yeah. So macam kita macam died down senyap apa semua.
But not quite same time, a long time
like.
Thanks for the thing, VR, man.
I think 2-3 months. 2 months ah.
Okay, actually, we are some kind like working on something which is quite big for us. Can we call this big?
It's more like there will be a new episode of Intonasi, but yeah. It's going to be a little bit late because we are inviting a guest. So basically, just like that. And
as drum roll.
Yeah. No need to drum long. I don't want to reveal who's the guest is.
But special guest.
But it's a special guest, basically. So, okay, aku akan bagi keyword lah. Keyword dia rocketry. That's the keyword. The keyword for the next episode of Intonasi. So as in now we are going to take a break from Intonasi. I think it will be. Aku tak nak janji eh, sebab kalau aku janji kan mesti tak terbati. Aku tak janji the exact date lah. But for sure it will be around early or mid of October. For the new episode of Intonasi lah. Okay, so as in now, we are just focusing on Sembang Sambil Terbang. So if there is any viral stories that we have to cover, then we will do it for Sembang Sambil Terbang. Sebab aku rasa Sembang Sambil Terbang ni terlalu agak sikit ada punya segmen dia, baru segmen 6. So yeah, why not we focus on Sembang Sambil Terbang lah. Plus it was just a short, it's a short show. So yeah, this will be. I think this will be it lah. That's the update of it all. The new episode of Intonasi will be out around early or mid of October. So that's it. Okay. So anything else, guys? You want to add before we close this segment?
Tak ada itu. Cuma.
That's about it.
Tak ada sangat. Cuma it. Updates tu je lah kita boleh cerita.
Okay. So yeah, sebelum aku tutup, buat baik dengan orang, jangan selfish.
Itu lah.
One more thing lah to add.
Jangan jadi bodoh.
Sikit. One more sikit.
No, I know many of us will be embarrassed to help others, but once we start helping others, we take the first move, and what some people will see it, they'll follow as well, and we start showing empathy to each other. Everyone help each other in the end.
Yeah, that's good. Nice.
So step by step process, we all have to do our part as well.
Yes. Nice.
Okay, daripada aku, hashtag kita jaga kita, hashtag
jangan foto. Tak payah kita jaga kita sangat tu. Hashtag tu aku dengar bang.
Biar cringe. Seakan tak.
Rakyat jaga rakyat.
Oi lagi cringe tu. Nak bunuh tu.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys on the next segment. Take care. Auf Wiedersehen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.